Report: Aaron Rodgers claimed Sandy Hook never happened. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 13, 2024. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is being considered for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vice presidential running mate. And a CNN report claims he once said, "Sandy Hook never happened." CNN reported that there were two separate occasions on which Rodgers allegedly questioned the validity of the December 14, 2012, school shooting. Reporter Pamela Brown claims that Rodgers spoke to her at the 2013 Kentucky Derby, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. Another individual, quoted in anonymity, claimed Rodgers also spoke to them about the school attack and said, "Sandy Hook never happened, all those children never existed. They were all actors." The New York Post noted that the CNN report on Rodgers comes 24 hours after a spokesperson for Kennedy, an independent presidential candidate, along with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, was being considered as a running mate for RFK Jr. On February 13, 2015, Breitbart News reported that the Sandy Hook Advisory Commission report indicated the 20-year-old attacker arrived at the school shortly before 9:30 a.m., where 489 students and 82 staff members were inside the building. The attacker then had over 9 minutes to carry out his heinous attack without armed resistance in a gun-free zone. The commission report suggested point-of-sale gun controls combined with certain gun bans to prevent future similar attacks. However, the report did not mention that the guns used by the attacker were stolen, thereby erasing any effectiveness point-of-sale gun controls might have. Moreover, the guns stolen were not of one type, not simply a rifle or a handgun, but one of each, thereby undermining any suggested benefit of banning one type of firearm. History.com noted that the attacker was armed with a semi-automatic rifle, two semi-automatic pistols, and multiple rounds of ammunition. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.